Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Elu Mutarim Ba'Achila. We just went through a few Mishnayos of Elu Asurim Ba'Achila and Hano. Shach Avodah Zarah, etc. Elu Asurim Ba'Achila, not Hano. Either the Gzeru is Mitnechitin or they are Yisurim Mishum Achol Sasus. And therefore, there's no reason to ask them Ba'No. These are things that come from Goyim that are Mutar proper. Mutarim Ba'Achila. The act of the goy milking does not ask the milk of a yid is on site. Vehadvash comes from goyim. Dvash you cannot mix in machol sasus mill and one doesn't have to ask. Vadav donios, these are grapes, clusters of grapes that come from them. Aval pishim menatvim. Even though there is a little bit, grape juice dripping out, that does not have a din of yayin esrog. There weren't guys on that yayin esrog. A little bit liquid that comes out of the grapes. He gave him a fresh pile of grapes. The little bit liquid that's on the outside of the grapes is not called yayin. Ein behem mishum heksha mashke. They're not considered a mashke. The halacha is that there are seven types of liquid that are makshil lekabel tumah described in Parashat Shmini, is that food does not have a din to be makabel tumah until it was huksha, until it touched liquid. So in other words, it's mayim, tal, chol of other liquids. This is not considered a liquid, not water, but it's also not yayin. So mel, it's not mashke. Ukvoshin, shein darken losses l'teichin yayin v'chomitz. If it's the type of cooked vegetables that, generally speaking, people don't put in yayin b'chametz. We have the Mishnah Vov, where it is the derech lost to serve in yayin b'chametz. V'toriz shein etrufo. This type of small fish that we had in Mishnah Vov, but over here it's not chopped up into little tiny pieces. Maybe you can recognize it. V'tzir sheyesh b'dogo. This brine of fish, and it has in it these little fishes. So maybe you can know that it's that's from Dogum Tairim. V'ole shel chiltis. It's a whole leaf of chiltis. It wasn't cut yet into pieces from a guy, so it's not contaminated. He didn't do it with a guy's knife. V'zeisim gluskoi sam gulgolim. These are olives that are in the kli that you pull down the olives from the tree with. The olives are softened and they've been around, yet we're not choshish that the yayin esrog was put on them to freshen them up. The olives that are soft enough that when you hold on to the stem, the olive itself falls off. It's the mamish soft, asurin. Because the reason why they're so soft for derech is because they pour over yayin esrog. Somehow that would give it a better taste or something. Hachagovim. Types of grasshoppers, haboyim min aslulo. If they come from the slulo, over here is miloshin sal. It's interesting usage of that word. If it comes from the basket of merchandise that's by the store owned by a goy, asur, because generally speaking, in order to keep the schar fresh, he's going to be the storekeeper, that is going to be mezalif, he's going to say spritz, yayin esach on them, so maybe you have a problem. Min a heftek. If it's not from right mamish in front of the store, but it's from a more public place, mutar, because it wasn't aimed in the right in front of the store, the mechira, it's just in storage. So memela, b'chi agadah, when I touched it, he was mezalef alav yayin esrog. V'chein l'truma. The word v'chein means there's something here that's similar to the din we had before. Before we just had, when there's a chashash that wrongdoing was done, that it was mezalef yayin esrog al gabem, then it's also. When there's no chashash, it's mutar. So here also by truma, the chilek is that when there's a kohen, we found a kohen who's choshud that he sells truma. He passes off, he's not an honest person, he passes off truma as chulin. So mela, the peris are also, you can't trust him, because maybe they're truma. But if they're still in the oitzer, so then he's not going to sell them, because since they're still here, they could still be tracked down what their source is, and we'll know what's the truma, what's not. He waits until he carts off a barrel of fruit, and then he sells it someplace else. So if it's still here by the supplier, by the base oitzer, then we're not chayshish. If it was hauled off, then we could be chayshish. Now on to Perek Shlishi. The Mishnah over here, the Mishnayis, are not going to talk about things that come from goyim. They're going to talk about avodah zarah itself. Kol hatzlamim asurim. It's a basic premise that avodah zarah, accessories of avodah zarah, anything that attracts avodah zarah is also bano. There's a lav in the Torah, v'loisavi te'eve al-bisecho. We mentioned in the Agdama to the Masechta, also lo yidbak biyotchom umam and acherim. The Mishnah over here says a klal, kol hatzlam masurim, if it's proper avodah zarah, it's a davar pashut, that's also bano. The chiddush over here is mipnei sheim nevodin pamachas bashonu. They're served at least once a year. Divrei Reb Meir, what's Reb Meir mechadosh over here in this din? It's shalom of avodah zarah, shalom frequency. What you're going to have to say is, we're talking about a figurine or some type of statue, which is not used avodah zarah. It was made l'shem, no, it's on somebody's lawn. You go through a goyish neighborhood, they have statues, they have figures over there. Those are avodah zarah. Some of them just put there. Reb Meir, we had before in the previous parak, that Reb Meir is choshesh l'miyuto. And the din drabonon, avadam derais remeir semichan roiv, midrabonon remeir doesn't falozach on the roiv to be matter, because occasionally you'll have a tzelem, which even though it's not used for avodah zarah, but the way they would do it is he made a fountain on his, some duke made a fountain on his front lawn with figures. He'll be oived, he'll use it as avodah zarah on the anniversary of the day it was made, or yahrzeit, since we're talking about avodah zarah, zivchei meisim. So because of that, since it's pamachas bashon and nevodim, we're choshesh l'miuta, and we ask him d'rabbanan. That's the whole way the Mishnah has a chiddush. Otherwise, it would be a davar pashut. V'achomim oimrim eni osel l'kikol sheyesh biyadim makel leitzipo ekadu. A regular statue, mechtesi, roiv is not. Similarly, it has to have some type of telltale sign. The telltale signs, which is not something we could relate to, is that it has something in its hand. The figure that's on the lawn over here, the fountain, has some type of something in its hand that gives it a cheshivus, at least in the world of avodah zarah, and was something to bow down to. The Tanakam over here listed off certain chafetzim, a makel, a stick, which denotes a certain cheshivus, a figure that has a staff in his hand, tzipor, not sure exactly what the cheshivus of that is. Kadur usually means a ball. Kadur doesn't mean he's a figure of a basketball player bouncing a ball. That's not choshev. So I'm not sure exactly what the metzias is. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that this level of cheshivus would only be when there's a chash, because there's, but anything that has in its hand anything. What's a simon l'sroru gdula that he's chodeh chacham, he's machmeh, but Abadi doesn't hold like Reb Meir's chumrah, that you choshesh even without any telltale signs.